Man who shot three Texas cops allegedly threatened to kill girlfriend over $360. By Bob Price on December 12, 2018. Houston, Texas. Police say Daniel Abraham Trevino shot two officers from the Texas Attorney General's Office, OAG, and a Harris County Sheriff's Office, HCSO, deputy as they attempted to serve felony warrants related to a protective order violation and allegations of felony domestic violence. Court records show that Trevino allegedly threatened to kill his girlfriend and members of her family over $360 in rent money he wanted returned. Trevino, a 25-year-old U.S. citizen, allegedly shot three Texas peace officers on Tuesday as they attempted to serve a felony warrant, Breitbart News reported. HCSO officials reported Trevino later took his own life during a standoff with police following the shooting. Court records show a lengthy criminal history for Trevino, which culminated with a charge of aggravated assault against family members in September. Trevino's girlfriend alleged he pointed a revolver at her face and threatened to kill her on September 12, according to a criminal complaint. She said Trevino was under the influence of recreational drugs after he smoked crystal meth and cocaine. She said he became paranoid and accused her of sleeping with other men. Trevino said, "Bitch, I'll kill you and your son if you were messing with some dude," she reported. He went on to gather his belonging to leave and the girlfriend's daughter arrived at the residence. Trevino then said, "I'll fucking kill you and all your children if they have called the police," the complainant alleges. The investigating police officer said he spoke with the girlfriend's son who said he was in another room and overheard the threats. The girlfriend said Trevino demanded she return $360 in rent money. She said he then pointed a silver-colored revolver at her and said, "I'll kill you and your son if you don't give me the money." She said he also threatened to kill her daughter who was going to pawn a television to get some money. The enraged boyfriend then reportedly said, "Ain't no one leaving from this bitch's apartment. I'll kill you and anyone coming through this door is gonna die." Trevino reportedly made the daughter sit at the dining room table and began assaulting her by beating her legs with the handle of the revolver. The investigating officer later said he observed bruising to support the allegation. Trevino then said, "Call your bitch-ass son from the room because I'm gonna kill both of y'all right now," the complainant stated. She said she pleaded for him not to hurt her. She said her daughter would get the money can come back. The suspect then allegedly said he would come back to get his belongings and fled the scene. Harris County records indicate that on September 20th, a Texas district court issued a warrant for the charge of aggravated assault against a family member. This was followed by a warrant issued on December 2 for an alleged violation of a protective order. These are the warrants that the Fugitive Task Force attempted to serve when the shooting began on December 11. The warrant states that the girlfriend reported Trevino confronted her on December 2, accusing her of having a sexual encounter with an old friend she met at a bar. She said Trevino headbutted her, striking her on the cheekbone just below her left eye. She advised the officer that she did not want to pursue charges for violation of the protective order because she was in fear of her life. She said she believed Trevino would retaliate against her. On December 11, the Fugitive Task Force composed of five agents from the Texas OAG and two HCSO investigators attempted to serve the warrant and the suspect allegedly opened fire, striking three law enforcement officers. The officers sustained non-life-threatening injuries and were quickly transported to area hospitals where they received treatment. Another sheriff's office deputy sustained injuries in a motor vehicle accident while working traffic control around the active crime scene. A standoff with police ensued, which lasted about 5 hours. As SWAT officers from Houston and Harris County prepared to make entry, Trevino allegedly killed himself with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton released a statement shortly after the standoff ended identifying the captain and sergeant who suffered gunshot wounds while attempting to serve a felony warrant. This afternoon, Captain Wes Hensley and Sergeant Mark Ricken from the Fugitive Apprehension Unit in my office were shot and wounded while serving an arrest warrant on a suspect in Northeast Harris County. A deputy from the Harris County Sheriff's Department was also shot. These brave and courageous law enforcement officers were fulfilling their call to duty to apprehend a known criminal with a dangerous past. Thankfully, all of the injured law enforcement officers appear to be recovering well this evening. I'm asking all Texans tonight to pray for those recovering, their families, and all the men and women in law enforcement who face unpredictable dangers each day to keep Texans safe. Family members identified the wounded deputy as James Robert Smedgel III, Fox 26 Houston reported. He reportedly remains in the hospital in stable condition and is in good spirits, surrounded by friends and family, the report states. The deputy injured in the vehicle accident has not yet been identified. He has reportedly been released from the hospital. Editor's note, this article has been updated to reflect the suspect's age is 25. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for Breitbart Border/Cartel Chronicles. He is a founding member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.